When we hear the name Hillary Clinton, we think Donald Trump, the big upset in 2016, and of course, Russia. The former presidential contender is now suggesting that Russia is grooming a third-party candidate among the Democrats for the next election. And it's believed she's referring to Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard. This is what Mrs. Clinton told the Campaign HQ podcast.
I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not because she's also a Russian asset. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally.
Dr. Emma Shortis is a research fellow in social and global studies at RMIT, and she joins me now. Dr. Shortis, welcome.
Hi, PK.
There are five women running for the Democratic nomination. So why do we think Hillary Clinton's referring here to Tulsi Gabbard?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One of Clinton's advisors later came out and said, well, when it was suggested that it was Gabbard that Clinton was referring to, said, well, if the nesting doll fit, which is interesting that he didn't choose to just say babushka doll. But anyway, the other reason I think is that because Tulsi Gabbard has expressed support previously for Bashar al-Assad, so is kind of seen as aligned with Russian interests that way, but also because the Russians seem to like her. There's a lot of Russian bot activity supporting Gabbard and also a lot of kind of positive talk on Russia Today and Russian media. So those are the reasons that we think it's Gabbard.
Can you help us break down what Hillary Clinton is actually saying here? What's a third-party candidate and how would it actually have an impact on the election result potentially?
So a third-party candidate is, an independent candidate or somebody who stands for president who is not aligned to the Republican or Democratic parties. So we've had third-party candidates before, and Democrats are particularly sensitive about them because the view is that they act as kind of spoilers. So often if the candidate is to the left of the Democratic Party, they're seen as kind of mining votes from Democrats. So the reason Clinton focuses on Jill Stein, for example, who was the Green Party candidate in 2016, is because Stein won key votes in states like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania instead of Clinton, meaning that Trump won those crucial states. And so there is an argument amongst some Democrats that Stein is the reason that Hillary Clinton lost. And there are also some historical examples like Ralph Nader in the 2000 election, who was widely seen as kind of taking the election off Al Gore in Florida, which of course decided the 2000 election. So Democrats are very sensitive about third party candidates.
But is there any evidence to back her claims that Russia is grooming Ms. Gabbard? I mean, it's a pretty big claim to make.
It's a huge claim to make. And I think grooming is a particularly loaded word for Clinton to use. It's massive. Look, you know, obviously I can't speak for the evidence that we don't see. We do know there's activity on Twitter and things like that. As I said, Russian bots kind of supporting Gabbard. But beyond that, not much apart from Gabbard's kind of political stance, I suppose. And she's been quite clear in saying that she will not stand as a third party candidate. So I think it's interesting that Clinton is making this statement. And again, you know, it just shows us that the line between kind of conspiracy and reality at the moment is very, very thin.
She also describes Green Party candidate Jill Stein as a Russian asset, you know, which we've been kind of talking about. What do you make of that? And do claims like these undermine the potential of genuine third party candidates? They really kind of throw mud into this campaign early on, don't they?
It certainly does throw mud into the campaign. And I think that choice of the word asset is a really important one, because if we think of asset in the kind of general term in that, you know, Jill Stein disrupting the election and taking votes from Clinton worked in the Russians' favour, because we know the Russians did want Trump to get elected, then I suppose you kind of could consider Stein an asset. But if you think about the word asset in the terms used by foreign policy and by diplomats, that means that kind of Stein is on the payroll of the Russians. And Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. You know, she knows what the word asset means in that kind of official sense. So I think it's really, again, it's a mark of just how confusing our current politics it is and how difficult it is to get a handle on the truth when such hugely prominent figures like Clinton are suggesting that Russia has infiltrated the American electoral process to a much greater extent than we have evidence for, I think.
After the Mueller probe, and of course now there's a probe into the Mueller probe, so, you know, many layers here, what level of interest do you imagine Russia has in the 2020 US election campaign, given, you know, they've been in the spotlight for so long now?
Look, I mean, I'm not an expert in Russian politics, but from what I can see, there's certainly evidence that Russia will continue to interfere in the American electoral process. You know, there have been no actions taken really to stop that interference from happening. In fact, there have been efforts by Trump supporters in Congress to actively undermine efforts to stop Russian interference. And I think, you know, Putin's joked about continuing to interfere, and I think it is broadly in Putin's interests, especially to continue to foster instability in American politics. So we're talking kind of grand geostrategic power plays. It's in his interest for America to be distracted, for want of a better word. So I think we'll continue to see that kind of interference. The question, I think, is around the level of interference.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is now the Democratic frontrunner, overtaking Joe Biden. Do you think she'll be the one to face Donald Trump next year?
What a question. I wish I could see that far into the future. Look, I think even a few months ago, people would have kind of laughed at you if you'd said that Elizabeth Warren would win the nomination. The ground is shifting so quickly, but she certainly does seem to be building up a kind of an amount of momentum that's been slow and steady and surprising to many. So I certainly think it's possible that she could win the nomination. I think that for the Democratic establishment especially, she's more, I guess, palatable than somebody like Bernie Sanders. She's not quite as radical in that sense. But I would not be silly enough to predict who is going to win the nomination. You know, this could go right down to the wire. It could be kind of July next year before we know who the candidate's going to be.
And Donald Trump has abandoned plans now to host the G7 summit at his Florida golf course. Does it mean he is? I mean, I just thought this was fascinating because he's the kind of guy who digs in usually. Does it mean he's starting to get worried about the possible consequences of actions like this?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I was surprised as well that he backed down in this decision to hold the G7 at his own hotel, because usually he does kind of double down or refuse to back down. So I was a little bit taken aback by this decision. I think that was a mark of Republican backlash as well. So it again being so clearly basically illegal and corrupt for Trump to profit off the office of the presidency, which is what this would have meant. And Republicans had suggested that to him. So I think that was about maybe making some concessions to Republicans more broadly, who are, I think, getting increasingly worried about, you know, opinion polling that's suggesting that impeachment is more and more popular amongst the broad American public. So I think, you know, Trump is a little bit rattled, and that's a little bit scary when, you know, we have such a volatile president.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.